Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. In the previous two chapters, we saw the rules for buying and selling. The point is, for what purpose are you buying a share? Is it for the short-term goal, medium-term goal, or a long-term goal? Specifically, when we talk in terms of shares, shares are meant for long-term investment. Chapter 19 is going to tell why shares are for long-term investment. The chapter explains the reason to why long-term investments are important and precautions that one should take. In this chapter, you will learn the purpose of equity investments, the kinds of shares to buy, and historically how shares have been successful in meeting the objectives of the investor. First of all, let us understand the purpose of equity investment. The market price of all major company shares have risen at a rate much higher than that of inflation. One of the major reasons for the purchase of share is to have a hedge against inflation, because when we talk in terms of other asset class, share investments have proved to be better hedge against inflation. Equity shares are purchased to build up the net worth of the individual, channelize the savings, and to build up an alternate source of income. There are multiple benefits for investing in shares. Let us take the first example of Hindustan Unilever share. Hindustan Unilever share, born in 1981, gave magnificent appreciation of share price over time based on its history track from 1981 to 1987. In addition to the appreciation of shares, shareholders also received the bonus as and when announced and handsome dividend every year from the company. So in addition to the appreciation, the shareholders also received bonus as well as dividends over a period of time. Investments in Hindustan Unilever met all the requirements of keeping and holding a share, such as appreciation of a share price, thereby increasing the net worth, given an alternate source of income, served as a hedge against inflation, and there are many such shares such as the Infosys, the TCS, the HDFC Bank, and others have similarly risen subsequently over time. It's a matter of you identifying them and reaping such benefits. The key to meeting the requirements of keeping and holding on to the shares, the requirement mentioned can be met if shares are bought for a period of time and not a short-term investments. Once you keep it over a period of time, you get the benefits that the company announces over the period of time. The shares must be held for some time for the fruits of the efforts to be clear and visible. Let us see some points one must remember to buy the shares. The share should be bought in high growth companies. In a growth company, the profit will increase rapidly, resulting in bonus shares and the dividend and a modest investment grow to a large fortune. Let us look at point number two. One must remember to buy the shares. The investor should not expose themselves to the vagaries of an industry. If all the shares owned are in a single company, then should that industry go through a recession, the value of the investment would fall. Additionally, the investor will receive no income. And hence, one should not expose themselves to the vagaries of an industry. Point number three, the investor should diversify his investment as much as possible. He should buy in good companies in different industries, different sectors of the economy. That is rule number three. Rule number four, investor must keep a watchful eye on all his investment, and he must act quickly and decisively if a company is not performing as well as it has been expected to. So regular monitoring of the shares is very important. Investor must also be aware of other high growth companies and industries and must be able to switch if necessary to other companies to assure himself of high returns and increases in the value of investments. Now, there are certain criteria for choosing a company. Number one criteria, company should be in a high growth industry. Number two, it must be one of the leading companies in the concerned industry. Number three, it must be well managed. Number four, there must be demand and the market acceptance for its products. Number five, it must have a history of dividend payment and bonus issues. So these are certain important factors, criteria one should keep in mind before choosing a company. There are also some more criteria for choosing a company, like as the shares are purchased for a long-term investment, day-to-day fluctuations may be ignored because ups and downs are bound to happen. What matters is that in a period of time, say about 2 to 3 years, the shares must fulfill the expectation placed on it, and 2 to 3 years is a sufficient time to understand whether your price has appreciated or not. If the price falls below the floor price decided by the investor, you should purchase more as the gains would be much higher. So that again depends upon a careful evaluation about where the company is going to go in the future. Now, an important question comes, whether shares purchased as a long-term investment should ever be sold. The answer is yes, they must be sold in certain conditions. A growth company in a growth industry can cease being a growth company in the growth industry. The boom may be over and it may be going through a recession. Hence, it is important to divest them. There cannot be a company that can be continued forever. Yes, if it is a growth company, if it is in the boom forever, it's a different matter. But if the company is going through a recession, then just before it enters into recession, that is the right time to exit from such company. Second important point, man is an imperfect creature, is not infallible and is prone to making errors of judgment. The moment it is felt that a mistake has been made, shares must be sold. There is no point in continuing the share. A mistake done should be rectified at the right time. Sell to take advantage of the tax exemptions, because that is also one purpose of financial planning. Investors should sell if the company is not doing well as other companies in the same industry, and switch investment to get a maximum return on his investment. It's your money. See that it is sold incorrectly so that you get profits in the future. Sell if the price has all of a sudden shot up. This might be due to some unusual happening. Book your profit and then you have an option to reinvest again. Now, let us look at the advantages of long-term investment. Number one, the investor saves on the payment of regular brokerage fees. If you keep on trading, you have to pay regularly the brokerage. The investor, as he diversifies his portfolio, spreads his risk, which is very, very important when you plan to stay long-term. As long-term investment focuses on which share to buy, at what price and when, the shift of emphasis is on purchase as opposed to the sale. As a considerable time is spent in the research of the company before the share is purchased and the investment held are likely to be in number of companies, the risks are likely to be minimal. Long-term investments are better as a rule for family persons and other non-professional investors, as they do not have the means or usually the facility or ability of reacting quickly enough. So friends, what's the conclusion of this chapter? Equity shares are purchased to build up the net worth of the individual, channelize savings, and build an alternate source of income. These goals of investing can be met if shares are bought for a period of time and not as short-term investments. The shares must be held for some time for the fruits of the efforts to be clear and visible. Once you keep this basic rules in mind, long-term investing would be a better choice. In addition, investors should follow the points to buy the shares for meeting their goals. We have seen whenever it's time to book your profits for some purpose of meeting your milestones, you need to sell the shares. Whenever it's time for taking tax exemption, you need to avail those tax benefits based on what are your financial goals. One should follow the points to buy or sell the shares. Long-term investments are better as a rule for family persons and other non-professional investors, as they don't have that time to monitor regularly. They do not have the means or usually the facility of reacting quickly. They make investments in solid companies. They reap the benefits in the form of dividends, in the form of bonus issues, in the form of rights issues, and wherever possible, also in the form of capital appreciation. So with this, we have come to a conclusion. Investment in shares, especially long-term, can be beneficial for the investor. Thank you.